I shut the laptop at 6 on a Friday, and the overnight job didn't run. Obviously, it didn't. I found out on Monday morning, when the brief opened with something I'd already dealt with on the Thursday. That's twice now, and both times I lost the first hour of the week working out whether the thing was broken or merely asleep. And every answer I get to this is self-hosted, which, as far as I can tell, means owning a small computer and acquiring a second job.
Before any of that, nothing rests inside the model. Worth saying flatly, because the hosting conversation always stalls on the wrong axis, and that's the axis. The model takes a prompt, works out what should happen next, and then it is finished. It holds none of your world. The vault holds it. The notes, the decisions, the task graph, the pointers to credentials, the Git history of every change to all of it. That is the asset, and it sits wherever you put it, entirely unchanged by which model you point at it. So the question you're asking is two questions wearing one coat. Where the thinking happens and where the data rests. Separate decisions, separate consequences, and either one can be changed without touching the other. The interesting sounding one is the less important one, every time.
Doesn't treating the model as interchangeable make you hostage to whoever happens to be best this quarter?
It's the reverse. The frontier moves every few months, and a system built so that the model is a supplier rather than a foundation gets to take that upgrade without a migration. The hostage version is the one where you built everything around a particular vendor's memory feature and now cannot leave without losing what it knows about you.
Fine, but the less important question is the one that ruined my Monday. Both of them currently live on the same laptop.
Then answer custody first, because once you've answered it, the hosting question has answered itself. Custody is three questions, and they are always the same three. Where does the data rest? Who can read it there? What leaves the machine? And when? Those three have honest answers at every point on the line, and none of the answers is free. So anyone telling you one option is simply correct has skipped a question. Your laptop scores well on two of the three. Full custody, nothing to administer, everything to hand. The cost is availability, which is precisely the thing that bit you. Close the lid and nothing is running. Keep awake, utilities exist, and they're a patch rather than a plan, because a machine you carry is a machine that travels, sleeps, and runs out of battery.
So the small computer at home, that's where everyone lands eventually, isn't it?
It's a real option, and custody is identical to the laptop, which is the entire point of it. Always awake, doing the overnight work, and it belongs to you. The cost is that you are now an administrator. Updates, backups, a disk that will eventually fail, and will pick a week when you have no attention spare. And physical access for everyone else who lives in the house, which gets left off the list every single time, and which is a genuine part of the answer to who can read it there.
Rented server then. Somebody else does the administering and it never sleeps.
Availability without owning hardware, at the price of shared custody. Someone else runs the hypervisor and can image the disk. That isn't a slur on any particular provider, it's just an accurate description of the arrangement. Encryption at rest helps in proportion to who holds the key. If they hold it, you have bought a padlock and handed over the only copy. And the working set is plain text while the work is happening, which is whenever the work is happening. So the honest description is good availability at a real cost, where the cost is neither zero nor catastrophic, and where the deciding factor is what you were going to keep in there.
You've now told me that all three of them cost something which I believe and cannot act on. Is there a fourth option, or is this a choice between three compromises and a coin?
There's a fourth thing on the line, and it isn't a hosting option at all, which is exactly why almost nobody decides it deliberately. Whoever runs the model. Every hosted prompt sends something. That is a per-prompt decision rather than a hosting decision, and I've watched people agonize for a fortnight about where the box lives and then paste anything at all into a prompt without a flicker. Which provider it is matters far less than what you chose to put in front of it. Read the retention and training terms once, properly, and then decide what you're willing to send.
Then I need a rule, and local or cloud is the only framing I have, which I assume you're about to take off me.
It forces one answer for everything, and a question that forces one answer for everything gets answered by taste rather than by thinking. Somebody decides they are a local person or decides they are a pragmatist, and the deciding stops there. The usable version is narrower. What must never leave this machine and what is fine to send? And the answer is never uniform. Most of a vault is dull. Meeting notes, task states, things you would read out on a train without lowering your voice. A narrow slice of it is not dull at all. And that slice deserves a rule rather than a habit.
A rule that lives where, though? In my head, it is a habit. And a habit at 4 in the afternoon, when I want the answer and I want it now, is worth approximately nothing.
In the charters, every team member's charter declares what it may put into a summary, and that's what confidentiality tiers are for. The constraint sits in writing, next to the thing it constrains, rather than in your head at the moment you happen to be busy, which is the only moment it ever gets tested. And the secrets themselves never enter the vault at all. The vault holds a pointer to the drawer, not the key. Which also means the worst outcome from any of this is that somebody reads your notes, rather than that somebody can act as you.
Suppose I do all of this properly. What have I bought, beyond a vague sense of being more careful than my neighbors?
Something better than privacy and more useful day to day. You've bought the ability to change your mind cheaply. A setup where custody and inference are a single decision has to be rebuilt to move either of them, which is why people put it off for a year and then simply don't. A setup where there are two decisions lets you swap the model on a Tuesday because something better came out and move the vault to a machine at home on the Wednesday because the laptop lets you down. And neither move touches the other one at all.
And my Friday, in that framing?
An availability problem. Not a philosophy problem, and you'd have known that on the Monday morning if the two decisions had been separated in your head. Something has to be awake at 2 in the morning. That is the whole of the requirement, and it says nothing whatsoever about where your notes live.
So which one do I settle first?
The vault. The model is a supplier, this year's supplier, and there will be another one along. The vault is yours, and it is the part that accumulates. Decide about the vault, and everything after that is shopping.